My guest at this time is Dr. Angela Ferris Watkins. She is a niece of the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and author of the brand new book, Martin Luther King Jr., A King Family Tribute. Of course, today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It is a federal holiday, and on the 15th of January, his actual birthday, had he still lived, the slain civil rights leader would have been 84 years old. Hard to believe it's been 45 years since he was killed in Memphis, Tennessee. But we're thrilled to be talking with Dr. Watkins about this book and the significance of her uncle being continued to be honored by this country. And ma'am, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me. It's my pleasure.
Well, over the past few decades, obviously much research and much analysis has gone into the public work and the very critical public work in civil rights that your uncle did. But your book takes more of a look at the personal and family side of Dr. King. Why did you decide to look in that direction?
Well, as we continue to examine Martin Luther King Jr., the historic and very large icon, it becomes important for us to also understand who he was as a human being, to know that he really was a regular guy, that there was really nothing special about him as a person other than he had a willingness and a commitment to make the sacrifices and provide the leadership that was necessary to effect that level of change. So as his name increases, his legacy increases in the mind of certainly American citizens, but really persons all over the world, it really is important that his family takes the responsibility for making sure that everyone knows that he really was an ordinary person, and that he loved his family, and his family loved him back.
How many years did you have with him, and how often were you able to get together with him?
I had about 4 years with him, and he came over to my house for regular visits. For me, he was somewhat of an adult playmate, and I have some very fond and vivid memories of our time together.
And so, obviously, there's more to the personal side that Americans don't know. You've talked a little bit about the playful side and how close the family was. What are some anecdotes in the book that you think our audience and readers of this book will find particularly compelling?
One thing is that I share in my own tribute that as a psychologist a few years ago, I happened upon a speech that he gave to the American Psychological Association where he charged psychologists with expanding the mission of psychology towards a liberation and directing people to guard their behavior in a way that would be nonviolent, that would move us towards the beloved community. So really his what we see as his philosophy of nonviolence can really be considered as a really wonderful behavioral approach to our own personal issues as well as societal issues. So I talk about how I really was kind of reintroduced to my uncle and really for the first time saw him also as a psychologist. Also, his sister, my mother, the last remaining member of their original household, talks very fondly about how he had great humor and engaged in a lot of child play as they were growing up. And she talks about how when she went to grade school, he also wanted to go and begged their parents to let him go. And there was an age requirement, and I think you had to be 6 years old, and he was only 5. But his parents decided to give it a try, and they somehow got him in. But then when he celebrated his 5th birthday, just a few days later, he came to school bragging about how he had 5 candles on his cake. And the teacher overheard that and inquired as to why he had five candles and not six. So thus, he gave himself away, and he had to leave school and re-enter when he turned six. But he later made up for that when he left high school and entered college at age 15. Also, one of my cousins, the son of his brother, A.D., my uncle A.D., Alfred Daniel Williams King, his son Derek Barber King talks about their time together playing pool and how he learned a lot of tricks on the pool table from his uncle M.L., as we called him. So there's a very pointed, you know, details and memories that we each have, very different from each other, that we each have about our beloved Martin, Uncle M.L., as I called him.
Last question before we let you go, Dr. Watkins. As I mentioned before, it's been 4.5 decades since we lost Dr. King, and obviously a lot has changed in that time. We know, of course, of his legendary work in civil rights, but of course he was also a minister and a champion of the family and cultural values. What would he think of the country we live in today, do you think?
Well, I think he would be very proud of the progress that we've made, but he would also be very saddened by the prevalence of violence, and he would want to continue writing, speaking, preaching about the power of nonviolence and the power of infusing love into our society, and how much more power that offers us. So I think he would have mixed emotions, some pride, but also wanting to push us forward to be better.
Well, Dr. Watkins, I know many people will be looking forward to the book, and certainly they'll be thinking about Dr. King and your entire family on this day. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Dr. Angela Ferris Watkins, niece of the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., author of the brand new book, Martin Luther King Jr., A King Family Tribute. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.